Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest for this segment in the studio, Wendy Cummings, who is the inventory control manager, or what's a better way of describing it, she's the buyer for Pruce Pets. And Wendy, you've got one of the coolest jobs out there because you get to look at all the really new and cool products that are made for animals, and you get to go through and pick which ones are going to be carried stores like Pruce Pets. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Wendy, you brought with you a number of different products that are cool things for dogs. Why don't you take us through what it is that you guys have recently added to your inventory?
All right, sure. The first thing I'd like to talk about today is the dog backpack. I get a lot of customers that come into the store that taking their dogs for walks, and sometimes they run into problems where the dog might be pulling, a little uncontrollable. So backpacks are really good for dogs that might have anxiety issues, high energy, or maybe anxious. And what you do is the backpacks are sold by what they call pounds or the girth of the dog, and there'll be a size chart right on the backpack for you to go by. But putting the backpack on, usually what you do is you put it on, and then you take the dog for a couple walks with it empty. And then as you train your dog, then you're going to want to put a little weight in there. And what you can do is with the weight is it uses up to three times more energy than without a backpack.
Well, so, I would imagine if they're going to obedience school, how do you go to obedience school without a backpack? So makes perfect sense to me. But other than the weight, what else is it really doing in order to impact the dog?
One thing you're giving the dog something to do, which in many cases that alone tends to redirect its attention. I know you were chatting with a customer in the store a couple days ago, and that seemed to be a part of it. But how much weight are we talking about that you put on these things?
Okay, so what you want to do is it's like 10% of the dog's weight. Okay. So if your dog weighs 25 pounds, you're going to work it up to 2.5 pounds. You wouldn't put it in all at one time. And the weight can be water bottles or it can be beans. Beans are kind of nice because they're loose in the backpack and it's not going to rub the dog in a weird way or something like that. And you just gradually build up.
And certainly if you're going to want to go on a long walk, having water in there isn't a bad idea, because then when they get to the end of the end of the trail, you can pull out the water and, sure, and let them drink, right?
Sure, sure. And it also helps cool the dog, too, because it's going to be right next to their sides, too. So they'll feel that.
Right. Well, I like the idea that if I'm taking the dog to the dog park, instead of me having to carry his toys and all of his stuff, he can carry his toys and all of his stuff.
And probably if there's an overweight issue, right, that's probably something that's particularly helpful, is it not?
Sure, right. Yeah, you're going to be draining a lot of energy this way. So they're three times the energy. So if it's like a 15-minute walk, it's now like a 45-minute walk.
That's fantastic.
And so, yeah, it really helps cut down.
Yeah.
There's reflective gear on the backpack. So if you're walking at night, you can even take the sides off the backpack. If you're doing like a rest and you want to take the weight off the dog, they clip on and off. There's places to put your leash on there just in case if you are bypassing another dog and you want to get a little bit better control. If the dog wasn't on a leash, you can just simply grab the leash on the backpack to pull it closer to you.
And the backpacks look pretty handsome, I would say. You'd almost want to have a matching one yourself.
It looks like a normal backpack. That's right. Why I said if they're going to obedience school, I'd imagine that this should be included with the admission into school.
Yeah, he has to worry about the kind of harassment that he'll get, like he's coming from, like, you know, the burbs. You know what I mean?
I understand. Wendy, what else have you brought with you?
Well, a newer product that Pruce Pets is now carrying are lighted dog collars. We also have the lighted leashes that match them. They are LEDs, and the lights go all the way around the collar. So if you are taking your dog for a walk at night because it's a little cooler, a little better for you and the dog in the heat, you can see the dog all the way around. Or if you are camping and the dog is off leash and it goes you know, a few feet away or whatever, the LEDs will light up and you'll be able to see that. They range from 13 inches to 20 inches, and then the other one is 16 inches to 26 inches. And they are going to be coming out this month with a small one. So if you've got the little dog, like a Chihuahua or something like that, they are going to be having those too.
Yeah, I don't know if the listeners are familiar with it, but LEDs are going to be those little small lights that you can get. They'll be something you might even have on a button for a campaign, you know, and they're very brilliant. You can see them from a distance. They flash. They go back on and off. So it does more than whatever used to be in the way of lighted dog collars, that's for sure.
Well, and I can be the first to say they're incredibly helpful, because as someone who will let their dog out after dark and you want to keep track of where they are, it's hard to see. But all of a sudden, you see that light moving around out by the woods line, and you know exactly where the animal is. So it makes it a lot easier to keep track of them and keep yourself and your dog out of trouble.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's those squirrels and deer and whatnot in the woods that are looking at them and just laughing. Yeah. You got to wear that thing.
Well, it could be, but my thought also is it might scare them away so that we don't have a little chase that goes on, which is not helpful after dark.
Lee, I'm just imagining you running out into the woods looking for your dog as he's chasing the raccoon away, right?
We don't want to imagine it, because it typically will happen about once every month. So,
and from previous stories, they should put a little LED light on you, right? Because then the wife doesn't have to go send the search party out for you?
That's about right.
Okay.
All right, leaving the abuse alone. Wendy, what other products have you brought in?
Okay. Another item that I brought in is what they call a safety ring. Now, that's instead of using LEDs that take batteries, if you want to do just a glow-in-the-dark type of a collar, we have those in stock also. They charge just by regular fluorescent light, or they charge by sunlight. As long as you have them in the sunlight, that's going to be reflective of how long they're going to last in the dark.
Kind of reminds me, like, you know, in the event, you might want to get your dog kind of nice little haircut, so it has like a mohawk all the way down, because it has kind of like an appearance of like going to a concert. It's that ring all the way around, the glowing ring.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I figured you were.
That's exactly where I was. So that makes perfect sense that if human beings will wear them at a concert, why wouldn't a dog?
Yeah.
So makes all the sense in the world. What else?
Okay, the last product I brought today is what some people refer to as a police leash. Coastal is now making one that's called a multifunction leash. And what it is it's a long leash that's got some stainless steel O-rings on it. And it allows you to either loop the leash around your body, which creates a small short lead for your dog, which allows you to have free hands. They call that a shoulder leash. They also call it, you can also use it as a double leash, so it becomes a coupler, so you can walk two dogs on one leash. You can also use it as a temporary tie-out, which you can tie it around like a tree or a post or something like that, and then you can also keep your dog on it also as a leash.
Interesting.
So you're like in the middle of that walk and you're like wanting to do something with that leash. This will let you do just about anything you might want to, just because it's got a lot of hooks and whatnot. And it actually gives you a little bit of a pictorial description as to what you can do with it on the package. I know we've carried them in the past out of leather. These are out of nylon. And the leather ones were anywhere from $40 to $60 a piece.
Correct.
And these are $19.99.
These are about $20, and they come in about three colors. I got red, black, and blue. So,
well, I guess my question would be, how would they work with some of the stronger dogs that are out there, the pit bull as being an example? Would something like that be strong enough to hold them?
Oh, sure. Oh. Yep. It's nylon. It's made by Coastal. So they've got a really good name for their nylon product. So, yeah, it's a tough leash.
Interesting. And in terms of all of these supplies, let's go back to the backpack for a minute. My only concern about something like that would be if my dog finds water, he's going in. And it doesn't matter what your intention was, he's going in. Is something like that waterproof, that it won't get ruined by a jump in like that? Tell me about that.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, they're waterproof. They're washable. They've even got like a nylon netting on the outside. So if you do have wet dog toys or clothes or whatever, you can put them on there. So yeah, they're made for water.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that if you're going camping this summer or you're going on the trip, you've got everything it takes for the dog to go right along with you and have a great time. Is that right?
Sure do.
Well, it's what it sounds like. Well, we've been talking this morning with Wendy Cummings, who is the inventory control person for Pruce Pets. Wendy, thank you so much for letting our listeners know about all these cool products that are out there. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Rick.
It's our pleasure. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation about cool things for pets. But this is really cool. We're going to talk about an ice cream parlor just for pets. Well, I guess people can go there too. Right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
All right, everybody.